Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Lunar Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Hello and welcome to Lunar Love of the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the Libra new moon. But before we do, I thought it might be a good idea just to kind of recap why we follow the lunar cycle in the first place. I think many of you tune in fortnightly, or I guess it's weekly these days, but really to understand what's happening with a particular new moon or a particular full moon. But the truth is that the moon moves through eight phases and it goes through an entire lunar cycle. And the moon, like everything else in the universe, moves in cycles, but in a way that we can witness. Yeah? So everything's moving in cycles. We have got our own internal cycles. Our breath has its own cycles. Money has its own cycles. Everything has its own cycles. The most beautiful thing about the moon, and I guess also the sun, is that we can witness it as it's happening. Now, the cycle that the moon moves through happens over a 29-day period, give or take half a day, depending on the month. It starts as a new moon, which is invisible in the sky. It's invisible because it's in darkness, in shadow, not because it's not there. And then throughout its lunar cycle, it will move to a full moon, which is that beautiful glowing orb that we see in the sky. And then it will slowly start to disappear until it reaches its new phase again. Now, the energy throughout that cycle will change as well. So from the new moon to the full moon, that's what we call the waxing phases. That's when there's a little bit more energy to it, yeah? The energy is outward. It's expansive. It's a yang energy. It's a masculine energy. It's an action energy. Once we reach the full moon, the phases that follow until we get to new again are what we call the waning phases. And it's waning because the lightness of the moon is disappearing into darkness. The energy of the waning phases is very much about an inward energy. It's yin. It's feminine. It's about going internally, slowing down, finding surrender rather than action. And the most beautiful thing about the lunar cycle when we're following it through each of its phases, and then again following it throughout the year, is that it helps us to tap into our own cycles. So when you are in perhaps a period of your life where you're feeling lack, where you're feeling stagnation, maybe you can ask yourself, hang on, is this lack and stagnation, or am I just in a waning period? Should I just be slowing down? Is this a time to practice surrender, to go internal, to be in more of a yin state? Yeah. And if you're in those moments in your life where everything is feeling expansive, you're really motivated, things are really in flow, it's recognizing that this too shall pass. So making the most of it, being grateful for it, being appreciative of it, and not burning yourself out, recognizing that eventually you're going to have to hit your waning phase and slow it down. Yeah. So what does the moon cycle do? It reminds us to tune in with ourselves. It reminds us that we too move in cycles. It asks us to get curious, and it reminds us that everything in our life moves in phases. All right, so with that in mind, now you know why you listen to this podcast. Let's have a look at the Libra new moon. The Libra new moon takes place on Monday, September 26 at 7:54 a.m. in Sydney, Sunday, September 25th at 10:54 p.m. in London, and 5:54 p.m. in New York. Now, I don't know about you, but September's been energetically a little tiring. There's definitely been an energetic shift that's taken place. Perhaps it's as we move into a new season. Of course, it's spring here in the Southern Hemisphere, fall in the Northern Hemisphere. The equinox is happening, if you're listening to this podcast on the day that it airs. September 23rd is the equinox. If you want to know more about that and the beginning of Libra season, you can listen to the previous episode. But there's also been a lot of other things going on energetically this month. We've had Mercury retrograde, which again can be a very jarring experience for a lot of people. We had that Pisces full moon and all of the sort of fogginess that it brought with it. I know that a lot of people were affected by that moon, particularly sleep was affected. We're also approaching the end of the year. So, you know, let's take astrology out of the mix for a minute. There's always a little bit of sort of anxiety that comes as the end of year approaches. Have I ticked enough boxes? Have I done enough? Am I going to have enough time? All of that sort of stuff. So look, it has been quite an energetically taxing time. Throw in the equinox and Libra season, which brings with it its own little burst of energy and change. So I have some good news. It might be encouraging to know that this Libra new moon will bring with it the harmony and balance that Libra so desperately seeks. Yeah. And if you channel this energy well, then you can really, really feel soothed and at peace and calm with it. You may remember that in the last episode, I said that Libra season can feel a little rough if you are particularly off kilter or imbalanced as it attempts to seek balance. Well, with this new moon, I encourage you to use this little taste of Libra potency to gently, expansively, soothingly seek balance purposefully for yourself. If this moon was a restorative tonic for the soul, how would you like it to soothe you and bring you into equilibrium? Jupiter is also quite active under this new moon, which brings a really juicy, expansive energy to it. I did a little post on Jupiter on the Lunar Lover Instagram account that you can check out. The handle is @Lunar_Lover. But basically, Jupiter is the planet of luck, good fortune, wisdom, and personal growth. So can you channel Jupiter energy under this new moon and apply it to your mindset, your beliefs, and your responses during this new moon as it seeks balance? If it's clarity you seek, wisdom you desire, or optimism you're in need of, then the combo of this Libra new moon and Jupiter dalliance will be the shining light you require, which bodes well if manifestation is something you're looking to play with under this new moon. And why wouldn't you? It is the perfect time to manifest. New moons, of course, are always the perfect time to manifest, but this Libra new moon has all of the ingredients required to manifest what is in your highest interests. Think big and expansive when you set your intentions this month. Go outside of what you think is possible, but then attempt to align your thoughts, your feelings, your faith to believe that it absolutely is possible for you. If you would like a little bit of help with this, it is the perfect time to become a Lunar Lover member. I'm going to be holding the Libra New Moon Circle live this month. It's taking place on Monday, September 26 at 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So it is happening as the moon is hitting its highest point, yeah, when it is at its new moon stage. That is when the circle's taking place, so it's going to be particularly potent. If you would like to join us for the circle, you just need to become a Lunar Lover member. And to do so, you can click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. As part of that membership, you also get access to a library of guided meditations, a Libra New Moon yoga class and a bunch of other yoga classes, Libra New Moon journal prompts, and a whole lot more. Just a little forewarning that after this new moon, the next one will be the Scorpio New Moon, and we're going to hit another eclipse season at that time. Yeah, so we all know eclipse energy can be a lot. It can be fantastic, but it definitely is a felt energy. So I really want you to enjoy the sweetness of this particular Libra new moon because it's what we need right now. Yeah, it'll be a really nice tonic, like I said, a soothing tonic for you before we get to that eclipse season where we're going to need to be armed and prepared once more. We couldn't have a Libra new moon without talking about relationships. So I will say not too much about it because we spoke about it in the Libra season episode. But I will say lean into the energy of the moon, yeah, the themes of this moon that we've spoken about. In doing that in the context of relationships, lean into the relationships in your life that feel balanced. So again, whether they're romantic, platonic, familial, business, lean into the ones that feel nourishing, that bring you joy and peace. And give yourself some space and perhaps perspective from the ones that are challenging or energy zapping or just a bit meh, you know, that don't really light you up. I'm not encouraging breakups or severing of friendship or business ties or anything like that. I'm just saying give yourself maybe a little bit of distance to reassess. Perhaps look at things from a new perspective and see what's serving you and what's not. All right, let's have a look at some ways we can work with the Libra new moon. I'm going to start with meditation, which is really boring if you don't like to meditate. If you're not a meditator, that's okay, no judgment. But it is a really good time to meditate. I may have mentioned this in the last episode, I can't remember, but Libra, of course, is an air sign, so it is very cerebral. And one of the ways to balance, again, Libra theme, our mental energy is to find a regular meditation practice. Now, that's going to look different to everybody. I'm not going to prescribe a particular meditation to you, but if you would like some guided meditations, there's amazing ones on Insight Timer. It can be a bit of a minefield on there, but if you search my name, Jordana Levine, if you don't mind the sound of my voice, I do have some meditations that are written and narrated by me on Insight Timer. I mentioned it earlier, but it's a great time to set intentions. It's a new moon, so why wouldn't you? But you might like to theme your intentions around balance, around relationships, around peace, around harmony. And again, if you need help with this, you might like to consider becoming a Lunar Lover member. Turn a mirror on yourself. Libra season is a great time to do some mirror work. It is extra powerful when it comes to your relationships. Ask yourself, how are my behaviors, reactions, and decisions affecting the connections in my life? Are there boundaries that I need to set internally or externally? Or alternatively, where can I let down my walls and be vulnerable? Or is there more room for me to hold space for them to be more vulnerable? Too often we shift the blame onto other people when we're in a relationship, but it's only fair to see if what's showing up in them is actually a reflection of what's going on in you. Yeah, just something to contemplate. Sometimes it is them, and that's okay. But just having a look at mirror work during Libra season, and particularly on this Libra new moon, can be really illuminating. The secret to relationships, you heard it here first, not an expert, by the way, is to find a balance within yourself by meeting your own needs emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. Yeah. I'm going to say that again. The secret to relationships, again, not just romantic, all types of relationships, is to find a balance within yourself by meeting your own needs emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. This will make you less likely to be thrown completely off balance by somebody else. Lastly, my hot little tip for the Libra new moon is to breathe. Yeah, air moons can have us all up in our heads. I said it before, it is rife for overthinking. And don't forget, we've also got Mercury in retrograde. She's still in Libra. Yeah, so we're going to be feeling that energy quite potently. If you are feeling cerebral overwhelm, just get back into your body by taking 10 deep belly breaths and allow yourself to become hypnotized by the inhale and the exhale. So let's just do three right now. So whether you're listening to this on a walk or you're driving, it doesn't matter. You can keep your eyes open and on the road. You're going to take a deep inhale breath through the nose and then exhale out through the mouth. Inhaling through the nose deep into the pit of your belly. Exhaling out through the mouth. One last time. Deep inhale, belly expands. Part the lips, exhale out through the mouth. Okay, so you can see even with three breaths, you're automatically coming back into the body. You're calming down your nervous system. You're getting out of your head. You're concentrating on your breath. Yeah? So imagine doing 10 of those. Don't imagine. Bloody do it. Do 10 of those. I want you to see if you can do it at least once a day, but try and do it whenever you feel like you need it. Yeah? All right, so I am hopefully going to see many of you at the live Libra New Moon Circle. Again, if you want to become a Lunar Lover member, you just need to click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. You can cancel your membership at any time, but I don't know why you'd want to. There's so much juicy stuff in there. Next moon, we are looking at an Aries full moon. Oh, I mean, no, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's a fiery one. So again, really use this new moon as a tonic. Find the peace in it, find the harmony in it, find the balance in it. Seek that in the days surrounding the new moon, on the new moon, yeah? Before, after, all around it. So that we're ready when that Aries full moon sweeps in. All right, my loves, I will chat to you soon. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.